This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Well, I don't know if you saw this report, but soldiers, U.S. soldiers wearing Fitbit devices have accidentally revealed their location at secret bases all across the world. Yes, indeed. I think it's the Fitbit company. I'll just use a generic term, like just a generic and exercise tracking company. Okay, how about that? I think it's Fitbit, though. But what they did is they took all the GPS locations of all the users that they have, and they aggregated it into a light map, and they posted that online. And it turns out then that these fitness tracking device users who were U.S. soldiers and contractors working at covert bases in the Middle East accidentally left their devices on, which means it tracked all their jogging locations. And these jogging locations, when you layer them on top of each other in the aggregate, they create a, it lights up the map where all the secret bases are across the Middle East. And so this has gone public now. And there was a guy who's like a security researcher dude. I don't know his name, but I think he, I don't even know if he works for the US, but he noticed this and he started posting the maps. And sure enough, it's all these secret covert bases and NSA bases. Yeah, it's like NSA bases as well. So there you go. If you, if you're a secret covert agent and you're jogging around your secret covert base and you have your Fitbit tracking device on, guess what? The whole world knows where you are now, and they know exactly where you jog. I can zoom in, you know, to the meter level, you know, 1 meter per pixel or something better than that, maybe. And they can see exactly where you jog. Kind of makes you wonder, you know, this surveillance society that we're living in now, it's not only a threat to individual liberty, it's also a threat to national security, as this demonstrates. I don't wear fitness tracking devices. I mean, it's bad enough that I do have a mobile phone, and that essentially is a tracking device as well. If I were totally covert, I would ditch that. But I certainly don't wear fitness tracking devices. Why do I need a map of where I jogged? I don't need a map. I know where I jogged. I can remember. Why do people need maps of where they jog? Why do they want to look at them? Oh, that's so cool. I jogged over there, and then I jogged around there, and then I went around this, these four blocks, and then I came back around, and I looped it four times. That's so cool. And yeah, and if you're a secret covert government operative, now you just gave away your base location. Not too bright. So probably following this, the government will, of course, ban fitness tracking devices. It also makes you wonder, what was this company thinking? Did they not, it didn't occur to them that some of their users might be, oh, I don't know, U.S. soldiers on bases overseas somewhere. And maybe they should just limit the map to U.S. cities or something. No, they published the entire global map of all their fitness tracking users all over the globe and then released that to the public without any filters, without anything. Wow. Reminds me that most people are not very security-minded. I don't know if you've noticed this, but just generally speaking, people aren't that security-minded. People forget that they're being tracked. People forget sometimes to lock their doors. People don't really have a good awareness about dangers around them, and they're just walking through the parking lot or walking down the street, talking on their mobile phone, not looking for the pickpockets or the people that are going to mug them or rob them or even maybe kill them. People just aren't very security-minded. And I find that astonishing because, of course, I'm always very security-minded. You know, being out in public, always looking where, you know, where people are, what the situation is. You know, you got to be safe. And there's a lot of unexpected events happening these days. A lot of, you know, there's terrorist events, there are shootings, there are bombings and so on. There's Antifa out there that wants to kill every person who is a Trump supporter and so on. You got to be security minded these days. If you're not, then, you know, you're either going to be tracked, or you're going to be attacked or mugged or maybe even killed. So it's a good idea to be security minded. I guess the takeaway message from this is very simple. Know what you're doing. You know, if you could be a consultant to yourself and sort of step back and advise yourself of things to do or things not to do to lead a safer life or, let's say, a happier life or even a healthier life, what would you tell yourself if you were your own consultant? Let's say that you hired yourself as a consultant. Pay yourself $200 an hour. That's what some consultants make. Go ahead. It's your money. You're not going to go into debt paying yourself. Pay yourself $200 an hour and spend an hour or two looking at what you do. And ask yourself, could this be done in a better way? Could I be more secure? Could I be healthier? Are there things maybe I should avoid doing that I'm doing now? Just bring this level of awareness to your day-to-day activities, and I bet you, you'll find areas that you can substantially improve. And this is true whether you're a covert soldier stationed in Afghanistan or just like, you know, average Jane working a desk job and trying to live a healthier, happier life. If you pay attention to what you're doing and just be your own consultant, you will find things that you can improve, no doubt about it. And finally, on fitness trackers, you know, if you've looked at the studies on these things, they're not that accurate anyway. But they don't really tell you how many calories you've burned, and some people find shortcuts to get bigger numbers on the devices without actually doing the exercise. So, you know, I guess it's kind of a mental game you can play with yourself, but they're not that accurate. I think that, you know, mobile phones have apps that do fitness tracking, or at least tracking steps. You want to know how far you've walked for the day or compare that day to day. I think you could just use your mobile device. It doesn't, you don't have to have like an extra strap-on fitness tracker. Well, you want to measure your heart rate? It's called putting two fingers to your carotid arteries and just counting for 15 seconds. You don't need an app to tell you your heart rate. There was a time when I used to exercise a lot, like 3 hours a day in the gym, and just with a little bit of practice, I found it was very easy to determine my own pulse, you know, beats per minute just by feeling my own neck for like 5 seconds. You don't need a technology device to tell you that. If you can count to 10, you can count your pulse. I mean, seriously, you don't need to wear technology to tell you that. And you ought to have good body awareness anyway. If your heart's beating fast, you ought to be able to just count it in your head. You don't even need to feel your pulse almost. This is not complicated stuff, is all I'm saying. So, you know, save your money. You don't need a fitness tracker. What you need is just more time to do more fitness. Walking in the park. Taking a walk in the forest. You don't need to get your heart rate up to 180 beats per minute. You know, you're not 19 anymore. All you need is just steady exercise. You don't have to go crazy with it either. Just make it part of your daily habits, daily routine. Take a walk every morning or every evening and do it every day. You know, except maybe in extreme weather or something. If it's raining hail down upon you, yeah, you can skip a day. Otherwise, just walk every day. Or go swimming, you know, twice a week. Lift some weights 2 or 3 times a week. You know, it's not that complicated. So I hope you found this at least somewhat informative. I've got more better stuff too at healthrangerreport.com, more podcasts there. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can also read my website at naturalnews.com. And in the meantime, check out those online maps. Find out where all the covert bases are all over the world where U.S. soldiers have been exercising with fitness tracking devices. Wow. Wow. How's that for security mindedness? Just unreal. Come on, guys. You're better than that. Turn the things off. Protect the national secrets. And get back to work protecting America, please, okay? We need you. We need you, but we also need you to keep the secrets. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.